I think we'll start with the parak again, just to make it a go smooth. Atoy kishos. Somebody takes truma off of a squash. Benitzis mar is found to be. I should tell you, it's to you down on base. 28. No, you're in wrong with sechta. Second sechta in the volume. Yeah, that one. The other way. No, next page. I'll tell you, Kishas Benimtzis Mar. You take truma off a squash, and it turns out that it was bitter. Avatiach means a melon. It turns out that it was rotten. Truma v'yachsaviyitrum. So it's truma, but we make you take truma off over again. Now this is a knas. In other words, we are a fine. You should have checked that before you did it. Since you didn't, so if we find you, make you take off truma again. What? Yeah, taste it. Cut it open. You can taste, just can't eat. Right. Torim chavish shel yain. If you take truma off a barrel of wine, v'nipsei shel chometz, and it would turn out to be vinegar. Im yadua shoyser shel chometz, if you know it's vinegar shel torim, before you make the truma on wine, ain't no truma side of our truma. Im yishutar mechmita, if it only became vinegar after you took truma off, I raised the truma. The time you took off truma was okay, so that's fine. Vim Safik, if you're unclear, Truma Vyaksavir Truma. It's Truma, you have to return them again. Again, we fine you in that case. You have to take the Truma over again. In all these cases where we fine you, Harishona Eina Medama Sifneyatma. The first Truma, if it falls into a batch of Chulin, does not make a mixture of Truma and Chulin. Rather, as long as there's 51% Chulin versus 49% Truma, that's sufficient to cancel the truma. Then you don't need 100 to 1. Then chayevah lav chomesh, if somebody eats this truma, which is taken off, which were not truma, it's valid truma, and then he has to make restitution in the kohen, he doesn't have to add on an additional fifth. The chayin hashiyah, and that is true also about the second truma, which is taken off when we find you, that it's not full truma, and the Rabbanan didn't give the status of full truma, and therefore if it falls into something which is not truma, so it's batzal baro, we don't need 100 as we normally say. Okay? Says the Gemara. Let's go to the Gemara. Nicha, first wide line. Nicha avatiach v'nimtzei saruach. I understand a case of a melon which comes out to be rotten, that we find him in that respect because he should have checked that it was rotten or not. Elokishus Fenites Mora, but the principle of squashes, that if it's bitter, lo mori mikora, isn't it always bitter? There's also the thing of squash which turns bitter. Melons could rot, squash don't turn bitter. So if it was bitter, it means it was always bitter. So if it's always bitter, so it's rot, it's bad. But we learned at the end of the last paragraph that even something which is bad, if you made it true on something which is good, but the evidence works, and we don't find, you go to hell for it, perhaps, right? But we don't find you for it by making you take off truma again, right? So you're burning Gehenna for giving good on bad on good, but we don't make you take the do it over and over again. Yes. What? Obviously, this is one which is going to remain bitter regardless. Otherwise, someone would have mentioned something about that. Okay? Says the word, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, also osak is suffik. Oh, hell. They made it like a suffik, even though it's not a suffik, because even though it was always bitter, they felt Well, he should have tasted it before he took truma off it, and since he didn't taste it first, never going to fine you and make truma twice on it. Rabbi Yochanan asked, to what extent, to what extent did they make this kishos, this squash, into a suffic food? Does it mean, for instance, nitama tuma sochin was going to be mitame tuma sochin? Do we say no, since it may not be food, so therefore it's not mitame? Do we say v'savinos of tuma? That do we say that it becomes this truma becomes tame, that we have to burn it because it's mamish truma, and it's mamish truma, that whatever that it becomes tame, we have to burn it. Oshem, or maybe we're toilet, maybe once it becomes tame, we still don't know what to do with it, and we leave it around in questionable status until it itself rots, and we can throw it out. V'chelv of chomesh. When a person eats it who's not supposed to eat raw, does he have to pay a fifth to the kohen or not? If this crop was made to Meister Sheni, and then eaten out to Yerushalayim, does a person who does that get Makos Margus, feeding Meister Sheni out to Yerushalayim? We say this is not I guess not true bona fide food. It's not true bona fide food, so if the Meister Sheni is not a full Meister Sheni. The Meister Sheni is not a full Meister Sheni, now you get Malchus reading outside your shrine. So it says more Ireba, and furthermore, and more questions, if you made an Erev Tchumen with it. In other words, you put one of these things, which later turned out to be bitter, at the end of your 2,000 amos in one direction, do we say that that nasa chamer gamal? You become a donkey and a camel, which normally pull in different directions. Do we say that that's the case? Meaning that Erev Tchumen does work misafek, and therefore you only get, but only misafek, and therefore you continue to get the 2,000 amos up to the Erev Tchumen, but you don't get the 4,000 amos past the Erev Tchumen, nor do you get on the other side of the city the 2,000 amos, which you would have gotten if not for the Erev Tchumen. The Erev Tchumen extends your area to the space you can walk 4,000 amos in one direction at the expense of the other directions. So the question is, here you burn the candle at both ends. You don't have you don't have the right to walk the additional 2,000 amos, but you do lose the 2,000 amos on the other side of the city. Am I making myself clear at all? I thought you already allowed the 2,000 amos in that direction. Without the Erev Tchumen, I could do like this. Now, when I put the Erev Tchumen here, when I do that here, then I get the extra 2,000 amos here at the expense of this.
This is a given. This 2,000 is a given. And then beyond that, you only get in that direction at the expense of
the other. That's right, but if it's not food, so you lose this direction. They don't gain this direction. That's what it's saying. It's chamar gamal means, right, you come out both. That's our shaila. Continuously we're asking the question, is it, to what extent is the suffix? Do we say the suffix, for instance, in this case, that you lose the other direction? Okay?
Yeah, why would
because we're misupik if it's food or not. You have to make Erev Tchumen with food. This we don't know if it's food. So rotten and squash.
Yeah, so why lose?
Because maybe it is food. They don't know. Right, the worst of both worlds. Okay? Tam and Rabbi Yochanan, furthermore, there we said, Rabbi Yochanan says an interesting thing. The Rabbi Yochanan says, Kvakigo Shinigma Besuffik. A loaf of bread which came tome besafik in Rishus HaYachid. So Rishus HaYachid by Safik Tuma, we have to be stringent. Umago Rishus HaRabim, and later on somebody touched in Rishus HaRabim, right? So then one could make the case that that since in Rishus HaYachid it was only tome misafik, so therefore when he gets out, it's also only Tamei Misofek. One could say that in Rishus HaRabim, I lost my train, so let me start it over again. By a person who's has a suffix to Rishus HaYochid, so that is Misafik Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda is saying even later on the object is transferred to Rishus HaRabim. Once it's paskin on the object, that its Tamei retains its character of Tumah. Okay? You can't get rid of it. Even if you transfer to Rishus HaYochid. Because Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tohar. So I might have thought that since it was only a Safik, and are determining that Rishus HaYochid 1 maintains it as Tor has to do with, you know, as Tumah, has to do with the fact that it's there, but when it leaves the domain, maybe I consider Tor again. That's the question. Right. But so the bottom line here is to say it doesn't leave it to lose its character, even though the fact that it became a suffix to Rishus HaYochid is only a special halacha. Nonetheless, once this object leaves the Rishus HaYochid, it retains that shame tuma, even though now it stands in the suffix to Rishus HaRabi. Here the Gemara asks, what about here? Vacha Tor, maybe here it's Tor. The Shein Shtei Sveikus, in other words, here maybe I'll say that the Sveik Sveikah. So if the stuff is food whatsoever, even if it is food, so nonetheless, it's a Sveik commercial Sayochi. Right? So maybe I'll be Mako. In other words, since I have a Sveik Sveikah, maybe it overcomes the principle Sveik commercial Sayochi Sveiko Tommy. Okay? All these questions I'm not going to answer. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. We learned the name Rabbi Yossi. Ein l'cha mar b'kishus. There's nothing more bitter in the gourd el atocho than its inside. Ketzer u'ose. What should you do? In other words, now he's arguing our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we said that if you take a bitter squash, so you have to take truma twice. No chochmas. Rabbi Yossi says, no, not true. What you can do is you can add on the outer husk, which is soft to begin with, and be torim on the basis of that. Well, not soft, but bland, the opposite of bitter. So, Tanya Shem Rabbi Yossi, En Chamar B'Kishos El B'Sim Mitocho. The only place that's too bitter to eat is on the inside. Keturoso. So, what do? Most of our Chitun Shalah take additional good squash and put it together with the good squash, which is within this gourd, right? And take truma off on the bad stuff. In other words, in this case, we say that he should add on and continue the process opposed to starting the process from scratch. In our Mishnah, rather, the Mishnah said, Torem b'yachzer v'yitrom. You took up truma, you gotta do it again. He said, you don't have to do the entire process again. Because the outer part of the squash is good. It retains its goodness. It's only the inner part which is bad. So therefore, just add on more Trumas Meiser or whatever it is to what you have. Okay? So Ketzer, okay, so it's mostly about Chitam Shalom V'Torem, just to add on to what you have superficially and take Truma. Rabbi Yomim Bar Levi was astounded at this. He said, Bo Dorbi asked the question, Shef I'm sorry, I read that wrong. But Rabbi Yomim Bar Levi, Bo, he asked the question, Dorbi Shef Shalalamo, Lamo Lav Chachamim, something which Chachamim could have reckoned as to whether the pumpkins, maybe that's what it means, as to whether the pumpkins are good or not. Yeah, what's the status of the bitterness of the pumpkins? Is Taka the outer region more tame or less tame, more bitter or less bitter. So let them go and check, you know, let them run a scientific experiment and see whether it's more bitter or less bitter. What does it mean that we have a machlokas here? The Tanakam holds that the whole thing has to be done over again. Rabbi Yossi holds you have to go over again with corresponds to Yadar Shel. Let's experiment. Let's see what's going on. Right? So it says somewhere a very cryptic answer. Which Ribaz means they checked, but they don't remember what the results of the survey were. They lost the survey as to what it is. Okay, so that's why the Kavanoki has a different shot. And he says that they checked and they found a certain percentage one way, a certain percentage the other way. They didn't know how to define the entire classification, and that's why they left it difficult. Tani, we learned. Tarim chavitzim tes magula. But Amzil took truma off a jar of wine, and then he found the jar and covered it. Maybe a snake cut it. Or avatiach. The retori made him out of melon. Venim tzanokin was found to have fang marks in it from a snake. So truma, whatever he took off is truma. If you have to be truma, you take truma again. Rabbi Yehudah Pazi and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua and Levi said, now we're on top of Tesvav Amar Aleph.
Why
do
you think
that's
an active nature?
That's true. I guess to make the Xera uniform. That in all cases, you have to be
Trump.
Or could have arranged the timing differently, I don't know.
We learned three things.
Yeah, not the timing. He could have placed it somewhere else. You're right. Okay, so should have placed somewhere else. I don't think so. I think it's just the part of the Gzera. I don't think it's because he was Poshea here. I don't think so. It's not so much the pshia. Maybe the snake locked over the top. In order to make everything equal. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi and Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon Levi again, now on top of Tez Bomanov said, Lomrel and Imtza Nakur. That's only if you found it was already pierced after you took up Truma. Halachatchila, also the Truma, but to take this stuff and use it to make Truma, that's forbidden. Because maybe it was bitten by a snake. Rabbi Yaakov Tuchumia boy, come Rabbi Yossi, ask for Rabbi Yossi. Lo mistab Rabbi Shiro, so noiker. Maybe that's the only way you saw the snake actually attack it. But not what you found afterwards that it had holes in it. Amar Lacy said, if you're assuming that the snake perhaps didn't actually make hole, didn't actually release venom, so even if you find a hole in it, Amar Lacy, Yodeh Uimitabo Eres. How do you know that it had poison in it? In other words, if you're assuming that not every time does the snake eject poison, so maybe in this case there's no poison ejected. So since in this case there's no poison ejected, maybe we should say that this is good for Truma. No. Therefore, he says there's no difference whether you saw it now being pierced or you saw just the tooth marks. If it's beforehand, so you can't use it to make truma. Okay? Again, does he know if the snake put venom into it? So Chevraya Bon Kumi Rabbi Yossi, the friends asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, Mabino Latame, why if I take truma off Sunny Tar with Sunny Tame intentionally, does that work? I'm a Rosha. I'm going to burn. But it works. Yet here I'm saying if I intentionally take off from the stuff which is pierced by a snake, whether you saw it or not, that it doesn't work. So I'm going to tell you why. Armelay says that Tomei be'inyonohu. The Tomei, it's still food. And that's why if you intended to do it, it can work. Ela shagar matuma, she said it's tummy. Bilam hacha, but here, that which is pierced by a snake, afar hu, it's dirt. Since it's dirt, you can't use it to make truma. Okay? Vatara chavio shol yain. Somebody takes truma from barrels of wine. And so if it's vinegar on wine, it doesn't work. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yechanan said to Rabbi Yus, like Rabbi Yus said that where you take from two different commodities, it's not going to work. Rabbi Yaakov b'rach b'shem Rabbi Yechanan said, lo gedive Rabbi, that no two commodities work. Rabbi Bobar Cohen asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, why was this thing repeated? Located Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Chia bar Abba say name Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi v'chaveiro. You don't have that, do you?
Yeah.
You do have Rabbi v'chaveiro?
Yeah.
The Rabbi, where Rabbi argues with a friend of his, halacha k'Rabbi, halacha like Rabbi. So we would have known to paskin like Rabbi, and meaning that vinegar and wine are not connected. So why do I need a special mishnah for that purpose? And why do we need somebody to say, single out that we paskin that way this for our purposes? So like again, why do I need somebody to tell me that halacha like Rabbi here in this unique case we're talking about? Vinegar and wine. Anyway, all over Shas, I know halachas like Rebbe. So it's like, belt and suspenders. To tell me also here that halachas like Rebbe, it's not necessary. So says the Gemara, I didn't finish that sequence yet. Loke Rabbi Chia bar Abba Shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi v'chaveiro halach Rabbi. If Rabbi argues with his friend, it looks like Rabbi. So why do I need a special statement here? But I'm Rabbi and Rabbi and it said that if you Rabbi hates Rabbi Elizabeth Rabbi Sherman, we still paskin like Rabbi. So why I need a special statement over here? Amalei said, I'll tell you why. Begin because the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi b'shem Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father that I forgot what he said. I don't remember what it was he said. Where do we have Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi? Oh, in the last parak, that's right. Because Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi, at the end of the last parak, said, in his machlokas with Rabbi, let's see if I can find it. Oh, you got it. I don't have it yet. Where is it? Right. So there, Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, name his father. About 10 lines up from the end of you, Dalam and Al, so he could be Torim from vinegar and wine. Right? So therefore I might say that in this case, I should paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, named Rabbi Yossi's father. Right? Why should I assume that? Because Bam Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi himself said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi b'chaveirov, alochik Rabbi Akiv, Rabbi Yossi b'chaveirov, the Rabbi Yossi argues with his friends, it looks like Rabbi Yossi. So the lotis bar meimar av hocha, okay. So you shouldn't come to the conclusion that it's here, this way here as well. That's why you have to tell me a little like Rabbi. Okay, in order to preclude the possibility of passing like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Tia, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Mishem, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudas, oops, sorry. Rabbi Tia, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Mishem, Rabbi Yochanan said, if you have machlokas are Meir and Rabbi Shimon, halachas like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, lo machlokas is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Halach Rabbi Yehuda, halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Bo, Bar Yaakov, Bar Idei. B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, name Rabbi Yehuda, said that it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, halachas Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue that halachas follows Rabbi Shimon. Vain Tzurichlamar goes out saying, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, look, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, paskin, then Rabbi Yehuda states his psak first. We paskin like him. When we ain't not Shemad, when it's sweet to write, that Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi, Shamun. Sorry, Rabbi Shimon. Oh boy, that's embarrassing. Rabbi Shimon, halach Rabbi Yehuda, halach Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, it's logical. If Rabbi Machlokas Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon looks like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda looks like Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda look as like.
I get that right. I don't think I got that right. Minat Shama Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon looks like Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't we say that out right before? Yeah, we did say that before.
Which case, so what is
the man, Rabbi Shimon. Oh, this is a different gear, so okay, fine. This is Rabbi Barbar Yaakov. So you know, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, looks like Rabbi Shimon. It goes out saying that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Kavachomer that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Right, something like that. Minachom, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. I'm page of down base. You know, are you cold? I'm boiling. Does anyone open that door? Do you freeze?
I got sweaters.
Okay. I take off my jacket, but I'm not allowed to by protocol.
Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Nafla. Nafla Achas by the little base that's 3, 6, 7 lines down. Nafla Achas may be Tochulin. If one of them falls into Chulin, Ena Medamoson. Meaning that if either of the two Trumas which you took off, the one which you took off first, the one which Chazamik you took or take off, fall into Chulin, they don't create Meduma. Meduma is when Vadai Truma falls into something which is Chulin or Tevel, so Midrabanan need 100 to 1 in order to cancel it. Midrash says cancel Perov. So here, since Chazal were the ones who find you, so they gave you at least the nice advantage of that, not either of them creating Meduma, unless they both fall into the same pot. In which case, you have to assume that one of them is the real one, and that one is going to create Meduma in that pot. Okay? So, Navla Chasme and the Tochulin, if one of them falls into Chulin, Einem Adamosa, it doesn't create Meduma. Navla Shneel and Mokamach, if the second one falls somewhere else, Einem Adamosa, so it's not Meduma yet the other one either. Navla Shneel and Mokamach, they both fall into the same place. Then Medamask, Medamosk, Ketanet, Vishneim, so it creates the Meduma based on the amount which is in the smaller one. In other words, that's, we give the benefit of the doubt, assuming that the smaller containers don't want you to contain that which is the true Truma, not the large container. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Ketzad Uose, and Tezvav Amun Aleph, second white line. Ketzad Uose, Nosin Shteim Lekoin. How does he work this? He took off two trumas. So he gives both of them to the Kohen. But the Kohen knows the Lord to be Achman. The Kohen's got to pay him for one of them because one of them is not coming to the Kohen. Ezeman knows in law, which one does the Baal Bais have to give him for free? The Meg Dolo, the Meg Tano. Does he have to give him the large one or the smaller one? So may I hand the Tani offer to. Oh no. Which one does the coin pay for? Does the coin give him the value of the large one or the small one? So says Gemara, me I hain't seen him a Damascus Tana Shabishtan, since we say that by Meduma, we assume it's the smaller one which is the one which is bona fide truma. So too when you give it to the Kohen, you assume it's the small one which is the bona fide truma. And all Damaran, that means when the Kohen reimburses you, he's gotta reimburse you because of good dialogue, nice and low. He gives you the value of the larger one. Okay, next Mishnah. Hashutvim.
Second one, the widow comes to collect a tshuva, or.
Yeah, this is actually the third Mishnah in the Perek, even though it's halacha based. Okay? Well, that's what's confusing me.
He split the second.
What? He split the first. That's a good point. Okay. Hashutvim shatom mizelze. Hashutvim partners took truma on each other's property. This is a very interesting principle. They took on each other.
In other words, I'm a partner with you in the field, and each of us takes truma on ourselves and the other guy. Okay? Not exactly. Similar things. Rabbi Akiva Omer Truma Shneim Truma. Rabbi Akiva says they're both truma. That's what I take on you is truma, what you take on me is truma. Chachom Ramim Truma Sarishon Truma. Rabbi Chachom, you say no. Only the truma of the first guy is truma. And not the second guy. Now, why we think that is? Because at the time the second partner comes, he marries truma. Truma's already been taken, right? The first guy's taken off the truma, so therefore the second guy's truma is not a valid truma, right?
Aren't both partners chayav to take truma off?
Right, but here each one is magnanimously acting on his part and the part of the other guy. So, but nonetheless, here only the first guy gets the right to be magnanimous, because once he's magnanimous, there's nothing left for the second guy, because he did all to the second guy. So that's what it says according to Rabbi Akiva, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im Torah Marishon Kashir. If the first guy took off kashir, the right amount, ain't truma zeshein truma, then the truma second guy is not truma. If tarim rishoni lo tarim rishona kashir, if the first guy did not take off the right amount, then truma zeshein truma, the truma the second guy is valid truma. We'll discuss that in the Gemara. Let's go to the Gemara. Turn to our base. Bamanan kayami. What are we talking about? If they trust each other to do it, right? Each one relies on the other, literally. So, af Rabbi Akiva moide. So, even Rabbi Akiva concedes. Right, you should only need one. Because the first guy who does it should work, just like Tanaka, just like Chachom would say, right? Even Machin after Rabbi Akiva Yehudah should agree that the first guy's truma is valid truma, the second guy's truma is not valid truma. Machin, if it's a case where they don't trust each other, so then Rabbi Akiva should be right. After Rabbi Akiva might, they should see the point that Rabbi Akiva, that neither of that both of theirs are truma, not just one of them, right? We're going to talk about that. Kenan and Kayama, this is what I talk about. Bistar, where nobody specified anything. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says in that case, Staman Einam Imachin, when nobody said anything, when there was no explicit intent. So then I say, in general, they don't authorize each other. And that's how they both have to take off truma. Say, when they don't specify, it's assumed that they are trusting each other. Now the Gemara asks your question, Dr. Spinell. That the truma, both of them is truma. Say, so the first guy to take off truma, let's analyze what he's taken off. Chetzio, the half of what he takes off, that's definitely truma, because that's his own portion. But chetzio, the second half, tevel tovel, and here it should be lekulon, not lemaisris. It should be lekulon. The second one, however, is tevel tovel lekulon. Meaning, since the second half of what he was taking off was for the other guy, and the other guy's not memachim, he doesn't trust him, so therefore that second half is invalid, null, void, meaningless, it's just tevel. Okay? However, turn it around now. Seya Shoshniyah, the second guy. So Chetzio, the first half he took off, of course, is valid truma. That's for himself. The Chetzio, the other half, it's tevel, but not complete tevel. Tevel tovel only lemaisris it should be. He's only tevel for maisris. Why? Because the first guy took off truma on his own stuff. So the second guy is not taking off truma on his own stuff and his friend's stuff. On his own stuff it works. On his friend's stuff it doesn't work. But his friend already took off truma on his portion. So therefore what's all that's left to take off on this? Not truma anymore, but only maisris. Okay, so that's why it's tevel tovel and maisris. Says more lo tzurcha. This I didn't even have to ask you. This is Pashut. Dila, rather this. I have a question to ask you. Chatzi Seah Shosheni. Mausha Tiftor Chatzi Seah Shorishon. The half of the measure of the second guy can exempt the half a measure of the first guy. Now, what does this mean here? I forgot. One second. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. This is the case. This is a question. Question like this. Let's say the Gemara is taking an arbitrary figure. Each guy set aside a saw of Truma. Now, the first guy's saw is made up of half a saw, which is his. That works. That's obvious. The second half of saw doesn't work at all, right? Because he's trying to take off Truma on that which is not his, and the other guy's. That doesn't work. That's obvious, too. The question is, however, even though it doesn't work, and it's not valid Truma, when partner number two comes to take off Truma, off all of his part of the crop, does he have in mind to include also the part of his crop which the first guy took to unsuccessfully try and generate as Truma? Or do I say his das is not on that? Because that amount already is considered to be, so to speak, distinct from the rest of the field. Okay? That's the question. Let's see it inside again. Lo tzurcha, that's not a question. Dila, rather this question. Chati seir shosheni, the second half of the first half of the second guy's truma, mao shetifter chati seir shorishon, can it exempt the half a seir which the first guy, being a good fellow, tried to use to take off on me, even though that all came to naught?
Does it matter if the second part
was one? Well, then it would for sure work. Here we didn't know. So we're looking at kind of Stam Das again. The Shmina Minadu, let's read it from this case. Ari Stone. There's a certain individual named Ari Stone. I say apparently brought fruits, Bashir, in order to wanted to take true of them. Bashir goes Saka Vitorah. And he left the fruit which he was taking the Trumas off of. Taking the truma's four in a sack. He didn't reckon how much they're worth. So he left them in the sack. And then later on he found out that they were more than he thought. Yeah, there were more than he thought. In other words, basically, I should say it more clearly, he had, let's say, 5 pounds in a sack of apples. So he wanted to take truma from somewhere else on these 5 pounds of apples. So he spilled the 5 pounds of apples on the floor, on the table, it doesn't really matter, in order to spread them out, in order to make the truma process work. Then after the process is over, so then he goes back and he finds that there's more apples in the bag which he had in the container which he hadn't taken account to begin with. So are they still tevel, or do I say the truma mistame applies to them as well, even though there was no specified intent? This is very similar to the Or Sameach makes the connection to Chometz Er Pesach. I have in mind to be Mavato. Later on I find some areas which I didn't have in mind to be Mavato, but there was Chometz there. Do I say there's Stam Das that that's also included in the Bittul or not? So once I gave the example Chometz, you know what the answer is. What's the answer? Yes, it is included. Okay? So that's when the Shemini, but yeah, the Gemara doesn't bring an example. Chometz rather brings from Zeroyim itself. Ariso and I say apparently brought fruit in order to be Torah. The Shir goes Sako and inadvertently left some in his bag. The Torah, and he took Truma off of it, off his crop. Asu the Kumi Rabbi Yossi, the Maisa came from Rabbi Yossi. Vamani said, Chazoke! We assume ala kol Torah and that the Truma applied to all of it equally, and therefore he doesn't have to take Truma over again. Okay, as we say it by Chometz and Pesach. Rabbi Yossi, you don't have the header, right?
One day after he died,
yeah, ran to Mr. Zucker on top of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. The top of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are where it says Makashir Torah, the third line. Rabbi Yosef says if he's Torah Kashir, it works. If he's not Torah Kashir, it doesn't work. What's a Shir? No true Truma has no Shir, though, right? So, all Shir my Truma the Rabbana. Let's talk about Truma's Maisa. Says Mara Rabbi Yisrael Chule. Makashir Torah, what does it mean? It does mean like the Shir Daraisa. Now, there is no Shir Daraisa. But the Shir, which is like the Daraisa by Truma's 150th. So he's saying, because when he's saying that if you did Kashir, it works, does it mean Kashir Torah or Kashir Chaverin? Right? The Shir mentioned by the rabbis, and the Shir mentioned by the rabbis is anything between 140th and 160th. So Rabbi Yossi holds that where the first partner did a Kashir for both him and his friend, it works. What Shir is he talking about? Specifically the 150th? Because that is universal, and that we assume he is acquiescent to, or is even the 40th or 60th, which are less universal. In Tav Dina Kashir Toicha, if you're going to say that whenever he does the Kashir Toicha, then it works. Leis Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. We have to sue Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan have a machlokas, because Rabbanan said, regardless of, Rabbanan said it doesn't work for me to do for my friend. Rabbi Yossi says it does work. Mistom Rabbanan will also talk about a Shir Torah.
Because the mother died first.
Come and say it do work. Sorry. I'm getting mixed up between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says that it doesn't work. Akiva says the first shutov has no right to do for the second shutov. Chachamim says it does work. The first shutov can do for the second shutov. So now the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yossi says, it depends. If it was Kashir, then it works. If it wasn't Kashir, it doesn't work. So now the Gemara says, if when he says that Kashir works, he meant Kashir Toicha, then Rabbi Yossi and Alec Rabbanan, because Rabbanan didn't differentiate. They said it works in any case. No matter what the shear is, too much, too little, makes no difference. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, after arguing on Rabbanan, say specifically where he didn't make it 50 of the works. However, in Tav Dei Kashir, if you're going to make it like the Shir Chaveichim, let's say Rabbi Yossi holds the works, even if it's a 40th or a 60th, then Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan, then Rabbi Yossi is just explaining Rabbanan. He's not arguing about it. He's saying, just like Rabbanan gave leeway, I also give leeway. And what's the leeway which we give? The way we give is anywhere between a 40th and a 60th. Okay? So then, just like Rabbanan, we're not meticulous in describing Shir. He also is not really being meticulous. He's just explaining them that it's within limitations. It's between a 40th and a 60th. B'shalo diber when he didn't command. Avol hirsha, but if a Baal Bas gives authorization, it's been beso to a member of his household, or his avdo, or a slave, or shivchas, or a maidservant, or certainly to his partner, litrom, trumas, or truman, and their act creates a valid truma. Bitel, what if he canceled, though, their agency? He said, you know what, I want you to be my agent to make truma, now I changed my mind. If he canceled the agency before taking up truma, ain't truma so truma, the truma is not a valid truma. He still has time. If after his agents have taken up truma, he canceled their shlichos, it's over already. Truma so truma, and therefore he has to abide by their having selected the truma and go along with that. Ask the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. We are in the fifth wide, fifth narrow line on Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. See that, Mr. Zucker? Five lines from the top of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Five lines from the top. Now it says you can cancel agency, doesn't argue with Shlokish. So Shlokish said, a person cannot cancel shlichus he already issued. Can't cancel it. Amazing thing, this Reish Lakish. Now, I don't remember it either. No. But here in the parentheses, it brings down Kedushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, but I certainly don't remember any such thing there. I agree with you. Yeah, I don't remember that from there, but that's what he says here. That is in the Bavli.
person can't cancel shlichus. So this is where, you know what, you're right, a person can't cancel shlichus. This is talking about the potter, according to Reish Lakish. We don't pass it, Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, the potter, go shomer lelechu kvah b'tzofa, it's a case where the guy was insubordinate, and that's why it doesn't work. Because the guy, the master said, go take off for the truma the fruit on the north. He took all the food on the south, so that's why it doesn't work. Okay? Says this, in other words, that's why you can renege on the shlichus, because it wasn't done properly. There's nothing to do. You can't renege. Now, truth is, there are other ways of learning this, but we'll leave it at that as for the time being. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah. Hapolim ein lemeshus litrom. Workers do not have the permission to take truma off the balabasa stuff. Chutz min hadrochos, except for people who are pressing wine. Why? Because they want to make sure that the truma gets off as soon as possible. Shehem metamis agasmiyah, because otherwise there are a whole bunch of tummy people walking through the wine press. You know, that's it. They're going to make the wine press tummy. So if they want to chop a rind as quickly as possible and take up truma, which should be torn to give to the kohen. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hadruchos." The first wide line now. Hadruchos, the people who press the wine became a chokel ben shtiva erev once they went in the pressing process backwards and forward. Well, backwards and forward is not right, wrong. Like an X. Across this way and across that way, over all the grapes to turn the wine press, anybody else who's tummy can come and drink the wine. Because I assume that by that time we've already taken off truma. The pressers who are tamid chachamim and know we have to chop a rind, they chop a rind before they've gone back and forth in the field, in the wine press, trying to squeeze out the wine. Ask the Gemara, what time did we learn? Apoilim shetomu esabor. Workers who take truma off a pit of wine ain't tumas on truma. Their truma is not a valid truma. However, if it was a small well, or others were dabbling in that truma. So then, or dabbling in that wine, I should say, then trumasam truma. So then the workers should go ahead and chaparain and make sure that the truma is taken up as soon as possible, so other people shouldn't be tampering and making stuff tummy. So says the Gemara.
You have
ain trumasam truma?
Mishach
shchim bohem, yeah.
Ain
truma sum truma. Ain
truma sum
truma. Indeed, you're right. No, so the Pnei Moshe corrects it. The correction is from the Pnei Moshe. He changes it to what I read to you. Okay? So Sesamar again, if it was a small bore, others were touching it, so the truma is truma. So that's one of the first one, I didn't understand what's going on here. What does that mean? It's because others are dabbling in the wine that makes the truma truma. What do you mean by that? Says, and if other people are not dabbling in the wine, so ain't truma so truma, then truma is not about truma. In other words, how does the fact that other people are dabbling in it make a truma or not? Right? Well, what's the difference? Certainly in our mission, we didn't draw such a distinction. We just said the people who are pressing should press ASAP in order to make sure that there's no possible tumah. Yet here we're making distinctions. It's a very strange thing. What's going on here? So it says, Malkidon. What's going on here? So it says, perhaps, come behind Kamet Shemin. Perhaps by wine, you could do it immediately. ASAP. But by oil,
you don't take off truma from the oil until you see people actually putting their hands on the oil and dabbling in it. Says more, why would you say that? Lohu yain hu shemen. Well, isn't wine and oil equated? Aren't they exactly the same thing? Says more, no. Yain to masa matsuya. By wine, it's very prevalent it gets tummy because people are coming, hey, to drink wine and taste it all the time. Whereas shemen zayis, there ain't that too many people are going to want to taste olive oil, especially if we look at some avarchim, that it's bad for a person to drink olive oil. So therefore, by wine, they let you take up truma ASAP in order to make sure to avoid any possible truma. But by oil, they didn't let you take off truma ASAP. Rather, only people are dabbling in it, then they let you take off truma, but not otherwise. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Name a site turning around Novim. From when can they trim off the grapes? Mishiachu ben shti verev, once you make a crisscross in stepping on them. Name a site metame mosam. That's when you take truma. From what point can we metame them? Was what time? Well, when do we say that's okay? Anybody can go be metame the grapes. There's no need to preserve their tower anymore. So it's big machlokis. Bisharmi mishiotzi as a sheni. Only wants to take off my sheni. Because my sheni is supposed to be kadosh in Yerushalayim. And therefore that's bitar. So therefore how can you possibly allow tuma in before he took my sheni? Basil says no. My sheni, even if it's tummy, you redeem it and eat its value in Yerushalayim. So it's nishkefel if it gets tummy. What would be kefel if it got tummy? My serisho. The maizer goes levy. And then, not because of the maizer, but rather because the maizer rishon contains Trumas Meiser. Right, it's an additional 10. So therefore I say, you know what? It's not, says Basil, it's not Gefelach if the Meiser Sheni gets Tommy. You'll just redeem it. But it is Gefelach if the Meiser Rishon becomes Tommy because the Trumas Meiser is not susceptible to redemption. So therefore Basil says, Mukshir Motzin es Rishon, when you take out the first one already, then, when they take out the Meiser Rishon already, when they take on my Sarisha Ray, they can stop being makbid on whether it's going to become Talmud Torah afterwards, because that's the last thing they have to be makbid on. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, "Hello, can you be Beis Shammai?" Looks like Beis Shammai, but Rabbi, but the mass is no good Beis Shil to allow Tuma to enter the field right after the right after my Sarisha was taken off. Rabbi Shimon said, "You know what? I'll make a compromise." Nirin Divrei Beis Shammai. I think Beis Shammai is correct. B'shas Mikdash on the Beis Hamikdash is standing. Because then I want him to Dafker bring up his Meister Sheni Krav to Yerushalayim. The Nirin Beis Silva's Meister, but the Beis Silva seems to be correct in our day and age because no Beis Hamikdash to bring up to be Kurim anyway or any other precious material. The Chachorim Loka Divrei Zev Loka Divrei Zev. Let me say, nobody's right. We've learned so far. Not Rabbi Rabbanan, not Larry Mayer. Ela motzi truma utrumas meiser umetamin esabor miyad. You know what? None of them are right. I said Rabbanan, Larry Mayer. I apologize. Not like Beis Hill, not Beis Shammai. Rather, even before you take off meiser, rishon in its totality, as long as you've designated truma trumas meiser, you can allow everything else to go to pot. And everything else become tummy, because that's the main thing you have to worry about, the truma and truma smicer. Okay? Name a site term esazesim. From when can you take truma off of olives? Is tanoi tani. Some tanoim learns mishiat yevchinu, when you grind them. Now grinding is an interesting thing. You have to place the sign of base at the top. From when do you take truma off of olives? From the time you grind them. Now, grinding means here that first they used to grind olives, then put them in the press, then grind them again, and then put them in the press again to get out the second oil. So one version said that you can be able to take truma of zeisim once they're in the press, once they're ground, but the second time. Not the first time. The other these tanoi tani, some say Mishnah tanu, once they're in the press the first time. Now Nichol Man the Marshitano, I understand quite the opinion says they of truma once they're in the press. That's good, no problem. Elaman the Mishnah that you can only think of truma once they're ground. It's a problem. That means you press them fully already once. Lochen and Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan already say, had ruchos, when the pressers, mikem shuchu b'em sh'ti v'er, mitayim misabar miyad. Once they walk to and through and fro, one time crisscrossing, so you can be mitayim immediately. So here too, we gotta be afraid by olives. Once you press the whole batch of pressing, somebody's gonna come and be mitayim the olives. How can you allow this to continue? Right? Without having taken off truma. Now for sure somebody's gonna come be mitayim. Next thing you know, your opportunity will be lost. That's what we're going to say. We're going to repeat ourselves. So it says, Mara, Kambi Yain, Kambi Shemen. By wine, people there, by oil, not. It says, Mara, below who Yain, who Shemen? Isn't wine and oil the same thing? Mabin Yain, Mabin Shemen. Says, Mara, no. Yain, Tumasa Matsuya. By wine, there's a lot of tumor prevalent. Shemen ain't Tumasa Matsuya. By oil, there's not so much tumor prevalent. Says, Mara, no. It's prevalent to find tumor by both. The prevalence of tumor is not an issue here, right? Rather, Elisha tumor mitzuya beyond your mitzvah shaman, the more people around. That's what it means. Like you're saying, by wine, because people are going to be drinking wine than there are by oil. Okay? Tani, we learned Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda Omer im Rotza, if you want to take off truma quickly, you want to short circuit the process to make sure to take off truma before anything becomes torment. Maybe Zaysim Kupa, you bring olives in a basket, the ghost of Taksamam, you put them under a very heavy stone. So this is like a first aid type of pressing, quickly on the fly. But Volechuba, and you do that all over them. Volechuba means you pound them, right? You know, like that. That's holech uba. Holech uba, holech uba, holech uba, back and forth. And then you can be can take truma. Okay, Amrullah, they said doesn't work. Ain domu zaysanavim, you can't take truma the first time around off olives. It doesn't work. It has to be formally in a press. It can't just be pounded. According to the second and the other bit we had before, already has to be in the second time around. Why is that? Because anovim dehos, the grapes are soft. The nose goes to the yain and the wine flows out of them very easily. So once you crisscrossed it already, once, you can take truma. However, zaysim koshim, olives are tough. The oil does not flow from them freely. So everyone knows to take truma from olive oil, you need to have a more advanced stage when you've already ground them and pressed them, not just pounded them with this little heavy stone, or ground them and put them in the olive press. And according to the other opinion, you even need to grind them a second time before they're susceptible to truma. Well, of course, we're not worried before that of tuma. Again, because people are told me are not going to come near the olive presses as much as they will through the wine, through will by the wine presses, and we will stop here for this evening.